Now,
back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Into the 8 o'clock hour on the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show on this Sunday night. And Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios, keeping an eye on games that are underway. Practically all games are underway around the state. But there's one place where there are no games being played tonight, Coach. And we know the reason why at Appalachia High School. And we are so appreciative because it's been such a difficult time there in that community for someone from the school to join us and just speak to us for a little bit tonight. I have had a chance to get to know Ralph Neely through the Georgia Athletic Directors Association, as well as you, Chris. And he's had to deal with something tremendous and something so difficult and challenging this week. But we appreciate him joining us now, folks. He is the athletic director and assistant principal at Appalachia High School. Good evening. And as best as you can say, how are you?
Sam, we're all right. Thank you for asking, and we appreciate you and Coach Parker and the way you guys have reached out to show support and ask how you can help and what you guys can do. It means a lot. It goes a long way.
Well, Ralph, I appreciate you joining us, and, you know, I'm the assistant superintendent for the school district in my real life, and, you know, I know the devastation, and I'm just, you know, I know we're all devastated for you guys, but can you tell us a little bit about the support that you guys have gotten the last couple days?
Overwhelming in a positive way. And we live in a wonderful community. You guys are familiar with our community. It's a roll up your sleeves and get to work group. And they've done just that. From outside of the community, we know, Sam, as you mentioned, the Georgia Athletic Directors Association. I will tell anybody that will listen, the best people in this world are high school athletic directors. We compete on the field and on the courts 10 months out of the year, but 12 months out of the year, we truly love and support each other. And it's not superficial, it's sincere. And our colleagues and friends from all over the state have reached out just to, you know, check in on us. Make sure that we're okay, and then, you know, ask what can they do, not just now, but in the future as we move forward and rebuild.
Yeah, coaches, you know, nobody – I agree, Sam. Athletic directors are some of the greatest people, yeah. Okay? Coaches, athletic directors, and just so just heartfelt what we feel for Appalachia and you guys, Coach. But what – you know, it doesn't – you don't go to school to prepare for this, right? But it's these moments when the leaders are really needed, right? And what can our leaders, what can people do to support you and your school?
You know, first is prayer. Cover up our kids and our staff in prayer. And, you know, we'll you know, figure out ways of individually of how to cope with it. But we all need help in different ways with that, and it starts with, you know, with being covered up with prayer. After that, I hate to give a generic answer, but I really don't know right now. You know, as we navigate through the process, I'm sure there's going to be things that pop up that you know, we just weren't prepared for in the rebuilding process, and it'll be an immediate need. But I can tell you, like you said earlier, the support is overwhelming, and there are so many entities that have reached out that I truly believe anything that we ask for, that we tell somebody we need, they'll make it happen. So we'll figure it out. You know, we'll learn as we go through this process. Like you said, there's not a book for how to recover from it, but we'll navigate it individually and as a family.
And when we think of family, we think of the photos that have been posted of Coach Richard Aspinwall. Tell us a little bit about Coach first of all, and then something possibly that people can do if they want to show support for the family.
Yeah, Coach Aspinwall, one of a kind. He was a quiet, strong man. As an athletic director, I can tell you he was a really good math teacher, a really good football coach, a really good faculty member. He was a great husband and a wonderful father. And those two are the things that really defined him. And after every football game, to see his little girls embrace him in the end zone, regardless of the outcome, regardless of how the game went, it was, you know, true love. And that's how he's defined. He was a football coach. He was a math teacher. But he was just an exceptional husband, father, and friend.
Man. And that, our heart goes out to him, Coach. That's all I can tell you. I just really, the support we saw from the whole state, people reaching out.
The governor.
But I know Jefferson painted the field differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Coach, I took my daughter to school today in Pickens County, and they had a group praying for Appalachia, you know. So some you've seen, some you haven't. But I can assure you that you got a lot of support in the state of Georgia, and people are here for you.
And I don't know if you've seen a lot of the teams are putting the A on their helmet, on the back of their helmets tonight from one end of the state to the other. Just saw a picture down in Henry County, Eagles Landing in Stockbridge before the game, both teams gathering at the center of the field. You're being thought of across this state tonight.
We're not aware of all of that and probably won't be, but I can guarantee you we feel it. Our coaches feel it. Our kids feel it. We had a quick meeting with our football team yesterday, softball and volleyball today. Not a lot of words were said, but a lot of hugs and tears were shed. But we all feel that love and support that we're getting from everywhere.
Yeah. You're having a gathering. Is it Sunday? Everybody's going to come together. What exactly is planned?
Yes, sir. There has been, you know, again, our community is wonderful and very supportive, and just a bunch of warriors. And there has been a continual set of vigils. There's one that happened about an hour and a half ago at Jug Tavern, downtown Winder, and another one at Victor Lord Park. You know, a lot of support. We're going to open up our stadium Sunday night at 8 o'clock for our faculty and our students. And it'll really be the first time that they step back on campus in one of our facilities since earlier this week. And it's just led by our student athlete leadership team. We've got wonderful kids that are, you know, handling some adult situations right now, and they're doing it wonderfully. Very resilient. And it'll be led by them. And it's just another opportunity for us to be able to lay our eyes on our kids and our faculty and put our arms around them, you know, remind them, because they know, but remind them that we love them.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. Once again, is there anything that an email address or anything, or did you want us to pass along just to remind people?
Yeah. Our community has the Barrow Community Crisis Fund. It's used in a lot of different ways, but in crises like these to support all entities involved. There are GoFundMe pages for each family, separate individual families. We've been very fortunate with a lot of our local businesses that have reached out and handled a lot of possible expenses that they might have. Even the Arthur Blank Foundation, Atlanta Falcons, and some of their outstanding men reached out and just asked what can they do to help. We're pretty good, as good as can be, in covering those aspects. But the Barrow Community Crisis Fund is something that's really going to continue in supporting our kids and our community with grievance counselors and other forms of counseling starting next week. and it'll be, you know, ongoing, because it's not something they'll be able to support us as we navigate through this for a long time.
Yeah, they will. And Sam, let me say, the, you know, this is a situation that nobody asks for, nobody's prepared for, but these young people at Appalachia have the right people leading them. Ralph Neely, Coach Hancock, these guys were not asked to be in this situation, but I just commend you guys, Coach, for the leadership you are doing and you're going to continue to do.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and we understand it's a calling.
Yeah.
That, you know, Coach Jim Yike is a perfect example. He teaches math with us. Track and field coach has been doing it. Since God created man and earth, it feels like. And, you know, he was been questioning why in the world, at, you know, year 37, am I still choosing to come to work? And why in the world are you guys still letting me come to work?
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday, in a big embrace, he said, I have the answers to those questions now. It's because I've got kids that need me to be strong and need to feel my love, and I can't think of a better person to do that. And he is just one example of really 180 of our faculty that are champions in that regard.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us at this very, very difficult time. We're going to keep reminding people to go to the Barrow Community Crisis Fund.
Yes, sir.
To help people and help the young people there at the school and the families. And we thank you, Ravi. Anything going forward you need us to pass along, please send it our way. And we'll be more than happy to do that. And thank you for spending some time with us this evening.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks, we appreciate you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic to hear from him. My goodness. The students are leading.
Yeah, just
the kids are leading.
You see how they're put in a tough situation they didn't ask for, they weren't prepared for, but you see the resilience, Sam.
Yeah.
And you just, that's what you do. You're led by good folks. You see students start leading.
The student athlete leadership team is pulling things together at Appalachia. That is
led by Ralph Neely.
Yep. Absolutely.
He's not going to brag, but that's the man that can lead that group.
Yep.
Really, yeah. Thankful for his leadership.
We're thankful for his leadership and thankful for him joining us for a short time tonight. Folks, we're going to take a break here and come back, update some scores. And later this hour, our school day's guest will be Mike Davis, former Stevenson High School star, South Carolina National Football League. He will join us later in this hour here on the Scoreboard Show. Stay with us.
High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. As Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, now, and you know, Dom on the other side of the glass has been waiting on this. He's been chomping at the bit for this.
He's been chomping it. Always.
Always.
This is a prime segment of the High School Scoreboard Show here at the Kia Studio, and Dom has his school represented today.
His school is represented by one of the finest to ever play at Stevenson High School. Running back Mike Davis joins us now. Mike, hello. Welcome into the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing great now that we're talking to you. I mean, and we are. And we're so glad you had some time to spend some time with us on this Friday night, my goodness. We're talking
about NFL player. We're talking about SEC player, Sam, but we're not talking about
We're not talking about none of that.
We're not talking about any of that.
No.
We're talking about Stevenson High School, okay? And this our producer, Dom, in here is in full disclosure, is a Stevenson alum, and he's been waiting for this, Mike. So what, when you think about your time at Stevenson, what stands out first?
What stands out first, I would say the level of talent and the amount of time you have to wait your turn, really. That'd be the main thing. Guys always ask me, like, man, you did all this and you did that at Stevenson. But man, I was like, man, I had to wait my turn. It definitely wasn't given to me.
That's true. That's true. But what did that do, though, that kind of competition and having that kind of talent that was coming through Stevenson and still coming through Stevenson?
Yeah, it just made me work harder, like, that all season, because it was – everything was just big back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So when I was coming up, football was definitely major, and see those guys, you know what I'm saying, ball in front of me, I was like, man, I have no choice but to get better if I want to be able to play at Stevenson. So it just made me want to become a better player.
Yeah.
Was there one moment or one game that you sit and you think back and really just have a great memory from?
A great memory?
Yeah, just any, what game stands out, or what moment in a game stands out?
Oh, man, it's so many. I would say Tiff County.
Okay.
We played them down in Tiff County. Man, oh, my God, where do I start? Our guys, it was like a rough start in the beginning. I guess we weren't used to the heat, and it was a bunch of flies flying around our face, man.
There he is, too. Anybody that's been to Tiff knows that's true, yeah.
So we go down there, man, you know, everybody's slapping their arms, you know, slapping their face, you know, trying to get the buzz off. You know, the first thing Coach Ball tell us is, hey, man, stop all that slapping your hands. Y'all ate, let them eat. So we had that going on, man, and it started off, I don't want to say rough in the beginning, but, you know, we want to start fast. And it's kind of funny, man, our guys got into a fight, man, with Tiff County. One of our running backs got ejected, so it came down to just being me. I think I ended up scoring like 4 touchdowns that game. It was great.
35-21.
That's a good bus ride. That's a good bus ride back.
That's a nice ride back from Tifton, where the Nats live, because they do too. I'm telling you, I've been to Tifton. It's like that. He's not exaggerating.
Oh man, it was tough, and it was very humid. It was different. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely different.
That was a tremendous season. That was the 2011 season. They kicked off by beating Parkview, and I mean look at the teams they had to face. Westlake, you guys just went right through on Noonan. What was that season like? Just week after week, going out and beating teams, other teams that were ranked in the state, just like you, some really good programs.
So it really felt great, man. It just felt like our team was coming together win after win. Especially starting off with Parkview, because, you know, that first game, you don't really have an identity. You don't know how you're going to be yet. So it was very slow in the beginning. Then, you know what I'm saying, once we caught fire, like, all right, you know what I'm saying, we can do this. We got all these guys. And then, you know, as the season progressed, we started winning. We started hanging out with each other more. I think it was either Wednesdays or Thursdays. We go to CC's Pizzas and chop it up as, you know, as players. It was a great time, man. It was fun to see, you know, the other guys get offers and scholarships, and it was amazing run.
Yeah, that
CC's Pizza didn't stand a chance, Sam. I've been part of it. You get to that Stevie B's or that CC's Pizza, and the football teams, it doesn't stand a chance.
Man, it definitely didn't stand a chance. I mean, it got to a point where I was just trying stuff.
Folks, we're spending time with Mike Davis, maybe who was a standout at South Carolina and played in the National Football League, even played for Atlanta Falcons. We're not talking about that. We're talking about times on Friday nights on Memorial Drive. For somebody who hadn't been, and I've been many times, but somebody who hadn't been Friday nights on Memorial Drive and Stevenson's playing out there at Hawford, tell them what it's like. Can you describe what it's like when you come out to play out there?
Yeah, so, you know, that it starts off with that drive, that bus drive there. Man, it's just something special, you know, when you turn it in that back way, and then we come out. It may be a game plan already, but those stands feel when we come out. Those lights shining bright. You get that chilling feeling. You know what I'm saying? That first kickoff, and man, it's nothing like that. That first kickoff and that first play.
Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Lights at Hofford. It's amazing. I mean, it's one of those feelings where it's like you've been waiting all week for this. You know, you practice hard every week, every day. You going crazy at practice, and now it's time to unleash that on Friday. Unleash all that pain and anger that's been going on every week in practice on Friday night.
I got more questions, Sam, but did Dom have a question?
Dom,
do you have a question, Dom, or you want me to ask them all for you?
I
got it. Okay, Dom said I got it. Talk to us about your coaching staff, Mike. The guys that coached you, what they meant to you as you got ready to go to the next level.
Oh, man, they meant a lot to me, man. I mean, start off, you know what I'm saying, Coach Gartrell. I just love. I always loved his energy from the beginning. He made sure he stayed on us when it came to our grades. That was a big thing from the jump. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't play, you had a grades. We used to have study hall after school to make sure that we're going to make sure you're getting your homework done and all that before, you know what I'm saying, before we hit this practice field. So you can't say you ain't getting your work in. My running back coach, oh my God, Coach Sellers, defense.
Yep,
Coach Ball.
Yeah.
Coach Ball, man.
That's the crew. That's the crew right there now.
The whole crew, man. We went absolutely. I want to say we were just so connected as a team, and I think it really started with our coaching staff. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of good guys that brought us together and made sure, especially Coach Ball. He made sure that we hung out with each other. And we talk to each other, we communicate with each other. If we went through everything, together, if one person messes up, we all mess up. So one person get punished. There wasn't like one person get punished. If one person, done something wrong, basically we all done it wrong, so we all get punished for it. So it kind of made us, come together as a team.
Yeah. And Mike, you were very blessed in the coaching. Coach Gartrell, a fantastic, legendary high school coach. Coach Spurrier, my favorite.
Yeah.
And Pete Carroll, among others.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been around some great ones, man. What do they all have? What do those guys have in common?
What they have in common, I would say grit. When it comes to all that, yeah, grit, competition. Competition was a big thing, especially with Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. But he made it fun competition to where you ain't realize, how hard you're working because you're going against guys and you're having fun. You don't realize how much energy and how much you're putting out until you watch the film. Like, man, I ain't even realize, how hard I was going, how crazy I was doing this because it was fun. It was something I enjoyed doing. So he brought out the competition in you. Spurrier, I would say he brought out the fire in you. He was going to let you hear it either if you're doing right or wrong. He's going to make sure you're not, too high on the pedestal. He's going to let you know that, he's going to bring you down.
That's a great way to put it.
He's going to lift you up at the same time. He's going to make sure you're level-headed. He definitely made sure you was on the right path as well.
Yeah.
I love Coach Spurrier, by the way. I don't even know if you know that about me, Sam. My favorite.
Yeah.
You love Coach Spurrier, which is absolutely crazy, man, because I got to tell you, I couldn't stand him. I couldn't stand Coach Spurrier, man. He used to get on my nerves.
I didn't run the ball for him, though, Mike. He didn't hand me the ball. So we talk to me a little bit about recruiting, though.
Yeah.
And for the guys that want to be Mike Davis, right? There's guys at Stevenson now and other schools that want to be you. They want to get that mm-hmm. opportunity to go to the SEC and run the ball. What advice would you have for them?
So recruiting, what basically helped me the most was I didn't start off bad coming to high school. A lot of guys, when I was at Stevenson, a lot of those guys started off It started off, I want to say, kind of rough to where it's your GPA counts that senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of guys I was playing with, they senior year, they're basically playing catch-up. So if you're not playing catch-up from, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning, and you have these good grades, you got, you know what I'm saying, a 3.0, 3.5 is easy, you know what I'm saying, once it came to the ACT and what's the other one?
SAT.
So I didn't really have pressure on me when it came to taking those tests. So that was kind of really the easy part for me. And then the offers I went to camps.
Okay.
So I went to a Nike camp. I went to like two camps, which is crazy. I know a lot of guys back then used to go to a lot. So I ended up going to like one camp, one Nike camp. Ended up winning like MVP and then going to Oregon and going against the top 100 guys in the world. It was, oh my God, it was amazing. Then during the season, I just worked as hard as I could. I stood out at running back in Georgia. You know what I'm saying, with my hard work and, you know what I'm saying, the hard work, talent to get you there, but hard work is, you know what I'm saying, I feel like what got me to where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say it really, really started off with my grades. It wasn't hard for colleges to offer me because I had a high GPA.
Yeah,
I hope people heard that, yeah. Really, because that's such an important aspect that people understand how hard it is to play catch-up, like Mike said. You heard it from a guy who's done it.
Right, absolutely. Before we let you go, what's your wish for kids who are out here playing tonight? It's Friday night, the lights are on, and kids are playing. Some will get to play at the next level. Some won't, but as someone who enjoyed playing on Friday nights, Mike Davis, what's your wish for the young folks who are getting to play your game now?
My wish? I just wish for guys to I want to say take the off season more serious.
Okay.
You know, I keep preaching about grades. I'm sorry because that's
no,
just
don't a, apologize.
Just
no, don't apologize for that now.
Keep doing it.
You got an educator so and you got a son and a son of an educator, so you go right ahead with that.
Yeah, so yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like my parents stayed on me about my grade. Well, and then also what helped me is, you know what I'm saying, I had a brother who went to the NFL, mm-hmm. and I seen, you know what I'm saying, the things of what to do and what not to do. So I would just wish guys would take, you know what I'm saying, training and practice serious, because it translates to the game. You know what I'm saying? Practice is harder, games are easier. So I wish guys would definitely listen, you know what I'm saying, that and listen to their coaches.
All right. That's what we wanted to get from you, and we appreciate you sharing. This has been fantastic. We won't tell Coach Spurrier what you said about him.
That was just between us. Dom's awestruck. We got Stevenson in, Dom.
Yeah, man. One of the all-time greats from Stevenson High School. My goodness, Mike Davis, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Scoreboard Show.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me, for sure.
And sharing your school days with us. And thanks so much. Well, you know what? You got a foundation. Tell people how people can get plugged in with you.
Oh, yes. My foundation is Mike Davis. You see on my Instagram page as well. It's Mike Davis Foundation of Hope. You guys, anybody know me in Atlanta, you know I'm always doing give backs. I'm always giving back. I don't like for people to, you know what I'm saying, pay for things. I love to host camps. I love to help any way I can. So, but my foundation is Mike Davis Foundation of Hope. And my goal is to help, you know what I'm saying, anybody, families, kids, any way I can.
Fantastic. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
Nah, thank you.
All right. That is Mike Davis sharing his school days. And fighting with the Nats in Tifton County.
Yeah, that was some good one. Yeah, that was a good one. It is, too. I'm telling you, you get to Tifton and get out the car, and it's like, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you drive from Atlanta, you just get out at Tifton, get off the gas station. Yo, the Nats come on you, it's hot. You know, yeah, I'm with them.
Okay. We're going to catch up with some of these games that are going. We've got some good ones tonight. We're going to catch up with some scores and some updates. Some of these games are getting close to halftime. We're going to have some halftime reports as well. You stay with us on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Keep keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. And, man, we just enjoyed our last guest. Really, really enjoyed spending some time with Mike Davison, going over school days. And a lot of fun. Enjoy talking with him.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah, he was fantastic.
Fantastic. Let's catch up on some scores. Coach, while we've been doing that, some scores been going on. Tell you what, we got an update. First of all, we got Day-Day. Day-Day Lewis has an update from his game. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live at Decatur High School. Guys, first quarter has come to an end, and we've had quite a bit of fireworks already in this one as Decatur leads Stevenson 15-13. It all got started with Tim Britt, running back for the Bulldogs, taking it to the house on the first play of the game, a 20-yard touchdown scamper, and that again put the Bulldogs on top. Stevenson would respond with the Marte Barton to Julius Favors touchdown pass. A couple more exchanges of scores, but right now as we begin the second quarter, it's 15-13, Decatur on top. Feel like my steps are going to be up tonight, guys, for the High School Scoreboard Show with Coach Chris Parker and the legend Sam Crenshaw. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, they out there getting them steps in out there to cater to that.
My steps are going to be down, Day-Day, so if you know, you can balance them out. We're just sitting here in the Kia studio.
Yeah, we are nice and warm, nice and dry. Look like the rain probably is tapered off around the air. Before we get into some other scores, I think we have an update from Westlake. And I think Selah Thomas, who gave us a little preview to get things started.
Selah's back.
She's back. Selah, how are you?
Hey, y'all, I'm back.
How is the game?
It's good so far. Westlake's winning 24-0.
Yo, 24-0.
Yep.
So who's playing well? What's making that happen?
I really like Travis Smith. He's a senior for Westlake this year. There was a really, really good interception, number 10, I believe.
Yeah, everybody likes Travis Smith. He got a good taste.
Yep.
He's a player. He'd go wherever he wants. Anywhere in the country wants him. Great. Did you get to the concession stand?
I did get to the concession stand. They didn't have the fish sandwiches.
What?
Dang.
Oh, no.
They had Popeye's chicken sandwiches, but they didn't have no fish sandwiches.
Popeye's chicken sandwich, all right.
Popeye, yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
They used to call.
Yeah, they're good, but I was looking for that fish sandwich.
I steered you wrong. Probably the first time of many. I apologize.
Oh, fantastic. So, obviously, the Westlake defense is playing good tonight, right?
Westlake defense and offense is playing good. They're all ones to win, but Westlake is putting up a fight.
Fantastic.
There have been a couple really good plays on Westlake's end, a couple really good picks, a couple really good interceptions. Farrell is coming with their biggest energy, but Westlake is doubling it for sure right now.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we just want you to check in with us. Give us a halftime check-in. Second half about to get started.
Yep. The boys are taking the field now.
All right. Well, you take the second half. Enjoy the second half of the game. And we're going to get back with you when the game ends. You can give us a wrap-up and hope you get to talk with one of the players, okay?
All right.
All right. That is Selah Thomas at Westlake, keeping an eye on things there. They're off with a big lead over there that night.
Yeah, Westlake looking sharp today, trying to get back to 2-2 on the season. Tough schedule to start the year, but always a talented team. They got some big-time players at Westlake.
All right, running down some scores, and I'm going to say one first for a team that we talked about last week that had a big win on the road, North Gwinnett. They had that big win down at Colquitt last week. Second quarter score, Mill Creek is up on them 21-7. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
no, Mill Creek's really good.
Yeah.
And you're going to bring it every week. And what makes this 6A really good, Sam, is that you got to bring it every week. So great win last week for North Gwinnett. That start was 0 points this week. They got to earn it again, but still plenty of time to play.
Got a second quarter score. Buford's up on Roswell 21-0. You expecting
21-0.
That?
21-0. Well, maybe not the 21-0, but hey, Buford was off last week. Roswell was battling Walton. You know what I mean? Maybe starting out. But still a lot of football left to be played in those games. And nowadays, even the 21-0, it's not over yet. Columbia up 21-10 over Douglas at halftime. Tucker 34, Lithonia 0, and Druid Hills 13, North Springs nothing. Those are all second quarter scores or halftime scores in DeKalb County.
Got a third quarter score up in Gwinnett. A couple of third quarter scores in Gwinnett. Norcross is up 27-0 on Walton. It's right there. And the same score in the third quarter, Peachtree Ridge on Mountain View, 27-0. Centennial is a second quarter score. Centennial's up on Discovery, 27-0. And Collins Hill, 14-3, leading on Parkview. That is a second quarter score from that game.
Sequoia, going to be good this year, Sam. You know, I worked there one time, a long time ago.
They're off to a good start.
Yeah, undefeated. And they're going to stay that way, it looks like, up 36-7 in the second quarter over Riverwood. Creekview's up 42-20 over Lassiter in the second quarter. At the half, Kale 17, Wheeler 13.
Fantastic scores in those games. Keeping some other ones now. Johns Creek is playing Kennesaw Mountain. They're tied at 7. That is a second quarter score. Creekview is up 21-7 on Lassiter. That is also second quarter score. Let me see. Sprayberry and Pope, 10-7. Sprayberry is 3-0 going into this game. They're up 10-7. That is also a second quarter score in that game. So we're just keeping up with some of the scores that we hadn't had a chance to talk about. We've had our guests on, and we hope you've enjoyed those interviews. But, of course, we want to keep you up on all the scores from all the games that are taking place. We got Chapel Hill up on Etowah. Chapel Hill, 13-3. That's the second quarter score. Mm-hmm. They're leading in that one. Carrollton up 28-0. That's the second quarter score on Lithia Springs. A lot of these games are about to hit halftime, and we're watching for some of these. We'll get some more updates. One game we've been watching on TV, third quarter score. They get ready to start the third quarter, I believe. Langston Hughes and Douglas County. Low scoring game, 7-6. I don't know what you're expecting from this one.
No, just athletes. I mean, they've got great athletes on both sides. The defenses sometimes win when you got great athletes. 7-6, great game. On our other game, I'm keeping an eye on North Cobb, 33, Cass 7.
Wasn't
so North Cobb
that.
Really running out with that game. Cass trying to make a statement that they were 6A ready, but right now at halftime, North Cobb really controlling that game.
Mention there's a really good game going down in Middle Georgia tonight with Houston County and Warner Robins. Marvin James is there right now, WMAZ, checking in with us. Marvin, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. First time we had you on, really.
Man, first time we had Marvin.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'm having a good time. The weather is great. The rain is holding off, so I have no complaints at all.
That sounds like a great game, and the score sounds like you're seeing a really good one tonight.
Yeah, it's 17-13 at the half right now. They got a couple of big-time stars and players on the field. You know, we have Isaiah Gibson, the five-star that's from Warner Robins that is committed to Georgia. Rashawn Dinkins, the three-star that is committed to Georgia Tech. And, of course, the five-star, quarterback Antoine Hill Jr., who is committed to Memphis. So everybody's out here living up to the hype right now, 17-3. Antoine Hill has two touchdowns on the night with the field goal. And he didn't kick the field goal, but Houston County has the field goal. So they're leading by 4 at the break.
This Houston County team has been real impressive, Marvin. We saw them open the season with a real impressive showing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How far you think this group can go?
Yeah, they have some great offensive weapons. Jeremy Edwards in his third year, and they've been playing really well. Offensively, they have the tools to compete with anybody. The problem is who they play against, you know, once they get out of region competition is always what, you know, the Gainesvilles and the TCCs, Thomas County Central, that's going to be the problem down the line. But right now, I think they're looking good. They're 3-0, trying to go to 4-0 on the night, and right now they're playing pretty decent football.
Yeah, that 5A group is loaded, Sam. I mean, loaded. And Houston County's one of them. I mean, there's like 8 or 9 great football teams in 5A right now. Houston County's one of them. Yeah, Jeremy Edwards does a great job. One of the best coaches in the state of Georgia.
Fantastic. Now, folks, I want to tell you about Marvin. He's been at WMAZ, but he's in transition right now. He's kind of between two. You know, he's in demand. Also,
he's in demand.
He's at GHSA.
He's a suit like me. He's moved over to GHSA.
And you know what I mean? So live and direct from the home office in Thomaston. Congratulations, first of all,
absolutely
on that new post, Marvin.
I appreciate it, brother. You know, I mean, it's been a long time for me over here on the TV side of things. And I you know, it's helped me grow and helped me just be a part of this community in Warner Robins. I graduated from Warner Robins. So just being here in Central Georgia has been a blessing for me to be here in front of the folks that I grew up with, and they helped, you know, raise me and put me in this position. But, sliding over to the GHSA has been a nice transition because the players are still the same. The coaches, the ADs, the players, and the fans. So it's just like the same kind of a job, but just a little bit of promotion because I'm covering a larger area. Instead of 30 counties, they're giving me 159. So I'm trying to get to know everybody and juggle it a little bit. But, you know, it's a little different than covering just, you know, my 10 schools on a Friday night.
That's all right. We got the right guy for the job here, Sam. This is a great opportunity. Really excited for you, Marvin. Congratulations on that great opportunity.
I appreciate y'all, man. And I hope I can call in again in a couple of weeks to tell me. Y'all don't leave me out. Let me call in every week, man.
You call in whenever you feel. You know what I mean? I, as they say on Sunday, I do a swing back on welcome hinges. Call it whenever you feel like it.
I got the number locked in, so I will do that.
Appreciate it so much, Marvin. Thanks so much, man.
All right, y'all be blessed, man.
All right, he is seeing a fantastic game.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah. That's some of the games, and I mean, he's got to see some great competition down there, and he's moving into
a new capacity. That D lineman at Warner Robins?
Yeah.
The real deal.
He real deal.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep. And the quarterback at Austin County, real. You're seeing some football players there now.
Yep. He's at a great one tonight, and we'll see how that one ends up, folks. More scores, more highlights, more reports coming your way. We got one coming from out of West Georgia. We're going to see what's happening down at Bremen, where it's homecoming. We're going to check in with them as we come back. You stay with us. On this Friday night, it is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.